At least for anybody that's moved into Adairsville in the last 4 years, go ahead and reintroduce yourself to the voters.
Okay, my name's Lee Castro. I've lived in Adairsville since about 1999. I just started doing computer stuff, and I moved here for the Y2K turnover, worked at the Weather Channel.
Why are you seeking another term?
Seeking another term because I think there's some things that are still left undone. When I ran 4 years ago, we had a lot of issues that I was concerned about. I was concerned about our city manager. I was concerned that things weren't transparent and that the citizens weren't getting the information they needed, and they weren't getting heard. That was the most important thing. And so I ran. It was very tough. I had two opponents. One was an incumbent who was very well liked in the city. And then, of course, Ken Carson, who is like a rock star in Adairsville. So it was a very tough race. But we came through, and it worked out for the best.
So I see that you've been getting questions about your signs about what invested in Adairsville means. Go ahead and explain.
I believe in giving back to your community. When we got here, I was broke as the Ten Commandments. And as soon as we got to Adairsville and we rented a little house there from Jim Pinkard, it just seemed like everything turned around. I got a great job. Denise got a great job. My kids started school, and we started investing in the community, not just financially because didn't have any money then, but volunteering. We started volunteering schools, which volunteered at the church. I do the music and helped with the youth there. And then over time, as we gained more success, we started our own business, which was wildly popular. We were told we needed to either open in Cartersville or in Calhoun or Rome, a CPA business, that there wasn't enough volume to be successful in Adairsville. But my wife was adamant. She loved Adairsville, and she said, I want to open it here, and I agreed with her. So we did, and it has been successful. So, again, the town has been so good to us and the school system and everybody that it's important for me to put back into it and encourage other people to invest in Adairsville.
I'm glad that you brought up having a small business. I heard from a gentleman much earlier this year worried about the small businesses on 41, saying that the city is helping the big industries and not doing anything for the little guy. What can you either do to show these people that's incorrect, or if this man does have a point, what is it that can be done to go ahead and alleviate the problem?
Well, in my opinion, it's not really a political question. Running and being a smart and successful entrepreneur is tough anywhere. Running, starting a business, no matter where you start it, is a difficult process. And so, first of all, you have to have a knack for it. Entrepreneurs aren't easily made, and so sometimes people don't have a good business plan. I find that more often than I do that they're having trouble with the city. In the downtown development area, we have started and begun doing more events to bring more people down there. So our job as a city is to bring people and to make the place look nice, presentable, so that businesses want to come here. Now, what they do with that is completely up to them. If they capitalize on a lot of people coming in, or they capitalize on the place looking nice or having nice amenities, then they can do good in Adairsville.
Now, you were talking about some of the reasons why you ran originally. You have the city manager in place. She seems like she's doing a solid job. Do you hear back from the citizens? Do they feel that the city is being more transparent with what they're doing?
Absolutely. When I started, I couldn't even talk to the city manager. She didn't want to talk to anybody. I went around town. Everyone was saying, you can't get in there and you can't find out what's going on unless you get inside. I said, okay, well, I'll get inside. So we opened up a lot of things. Some of the things we've done to get more citizen input is the visioning sessions where we have the citizens come out. I always tell everybody, come out to our work session because the radio's there. We're all on our best behavior, and that's the best time to tell us and let us know what's going on. And you've been there, and you've seen citizens come in, and they have a problem or an issue, and many times it gets solved that night. And so it's just so different, night and day difference between what we were and what we're doing now. The other neat thing I want to put in everybody's ear, and I remind folks that Pam retired to Adairsville. Her brothers lived there. She was the administrator for a huge county, Broward County, down in Florida. I think over $3 billion budget. And one of the things I try to tell people, she's forgotten more about running city governments than we've even come across. Interesting factoid, and tell people the caliber of person we have. The guy that took her place in Broward County is now the city manager in Savannah. So that's the caliber of person we have. We just got blessed. We prayed. God answered our prayers. And there she is in Adairsville.
Are there any challenges that you are aware of that need to be addressed?
Well, I ran more in the first race as a voice for the subdivisions because it seemed like the leadership was more centered around the middle of Adairsville, and the subdivisions didn't have any voice. Our subdivision had tried to talk to the old city manager about our streets. She didn't want to hear about it. So I found out that Barnsley Village and Madison Place and the other subdivisions were having the same issues that we were. So I kind of started as a champion for that. And now that I've been there for 4 years, I feel like I'm very well acquainted with all the city. And I'm representing everyone, I think, evenly.
All right. Do you see any current challenges you feel need to be addressed?
Yes. I think the biggest thing that we need to deal with right now or that's coming up is our wastewater management system. We've just getting a loan for around $9 million to double the capacity. And I don't want to point fingers and I want to be negative, but a lot of the work that was done previously was not done well and not maintained well at all. And now we're going in there and we're finding lots of surprises, things we didn't know, and it's going to cost us a lot of money to fix that stuff. Is it unfortunate? Yes. Is it our fault? We weren't around during that time, but we have to fix it, and we're going to.
How? Is there the funding in place?
Yeah, we just got the funding for that, and then we're just going to have to reprioritize as we find these bad places. We've been doing smoke testing and running cameras through the lines, and so that's going to be a big priority in the coming year.
Adairsville is like many other small towns in which the internal conflict between keeping the small town feel and growing industry. Now, in the 4 years you've been there, there has been a lot of new industrial complexes being built, like the new Shaw plant and plenty of other businesses. So the city also is very into historic preservation. Mm-hmm. So how can you help Adairsville keep an even keel about not leaning too far towards one side or another in that aspect?
Well, one of the things I used to say 4 years ago is how do you keep the city charm and yet be an efficient, up-to-date community? It's kind of like having an old 57 Chevy, but having a souped-up engine in it. And that's the way I feel. You know, we have the Old Town charm. One of the things that's interesting that I didn't know about when I ran is as a city official, you get a lot of training. There's training in Atlanta, there's training in Athens, there's training in Savannah, and they teach you a lot, and you get to interact with other cities. And one of the most important things that I've learned is about balance, that you don't want too much industry and you don't want too many residents. You want a good balance of services. You want a balance in the city. And so that's part of why we did a lot of the rezoning, the new codes. We want to have historic. We want to save our downtown. We want to revitalize our downtown. At the same time, we want to have our industry, but we want it to look nice. We want it to be the kind of industries that complement our city and not take away from it. And the same thing with small businesses, especially on 140 and 41. We want businesses that look nice. We want good facades. We just want it to look like a nice place. And so you have to balance those things. And a lot of cities make the mistake of going too far in one direction. So far, if we look, we just at our last visiting session, Georgia Power showed us a pie chart. And we were a little out of skew not too long ago, but we're really balanced between our residents, our industry, small businesses, historic. We had a good mix there for a city.
I'll go ahead and let you close out. Explain to people why should they reelect you. Go ahead.
I guess my campaign motto this time is let's keep the momentum going. I went through the things that I had talked about last time, and I talked about that unity in the community, and I talked about the transparency. I talked about vision. I found out, knew that we did not have a good, solid plan for the future, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And now, because of the way that we've revamped all our advisory boards. They feed into our retreats, and those retreats fit into the visioning sessions. All those things come together where we have come up with a plan. And not only do we have a plan now, but we're working the plan. And we can see the progress that we're making as we go along. And so I feel like that a lot of things have changed. The city looks fantastic. A lot of things are happening. And I just feel like there's still a couple more things that I'd like to get done. And so I'm asking the people to come out, support me, and let's keep the momentum going.